Hello, my name is Natalie Marby. I'm a CBT therapist based in Germany, and I offer therapy online to clients all over the world. CBT stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, and it offers a practical and structured way of learning how to manage your mind, enabling you to healthily regulate your emotions. My podcast is about explaining mental health issues in a simple way, offering simple solutions that you can apply in your everyday life and enabling listeners to understand the basic principles for achieving and maintaining a healthy and happy life. In this episode, I will talk about how to identify and how to cope with a depressive episode. I will briefly state the typical symptoms of a depressive episode, and I will present three techniques based on CBT, which enable you to improve your mental health, and it will help you to improve the way you feel. I will explain each of these three techniques in detail and give tips on how to practically implement them in your daily life. If you're interested in working with me, please visit my website, which you will find in the show notes for this podcast. I would like to begin with the typical symptoms of a depressive episode, just to briefly explain this. So, you will typically feel a lack of concentration. You will probably have sleep problems, especially disrupted sleep. Feeling guilty is quite common, feeling empty, feeling unworthy. A sense of hopelessness, sometimes suicidal thoughts. Loss of appetite is quite typical, and fatigue. So you're feeling constantly tired or exhausted. Please keep in mind that it's also normal to have some of these symptoms from time to time without having a depression. But if you're experiencing these symptoms over a longer period of time, then it could be that you are facing a depressive episode. And of course, it's always helpful to speak to your doctor about this to get a proper diagnosis. So here are three techniques based on CBT, which can improve your mental health if you're experiencing some of these symptoms of a depressive episode. So, the technique number one I would like to explain is changing your thoughts. So, you've probably have heard this before if you're struggling with a depressive episode. This is probably nothing new, changing your thoughts. You will probably know that it's necessary to think more positively. You've heard all this before. You have to understand that your thoughts create your mental suffering and only your thoughts. So happiness is only created by one single thing, and that is happy thoughts. This is such a banal statement, but actually it is the summary of all it is about, that if you want to be happy, you have to learn to think happy thoughts. And maybe you will now think or say to yourself, well, I can think happy thoughts, but I'm still not happy. When you're facing a depressive episode, you have accumulated negative thoughts over a longer period of time. That means you have been practicing negative thoughts, and the practicing thing, negative thoughts, means thinking negative thoughts. And this creates more and more of negativity. So you're keeping negativity alive in yourself by allowing these negative thoughts to constantly reappear in your mind. And in addition to these negative thoughts that you're thinking on a daily basis, for example, people that are annoying you, someone that treated you badly, or some injustice that happened to you, these thoughts that are concerning the current situation you're in, in addition to these, you are also carrying, or most people are carrying, quite an amount of negative beliefs about themselves that they usually developed during their childhood or over time in their life. And this becomes like subconscious negative thoughts, because beliefs are nothing else than thoughts that you practice regularly. A thought that is being thought over and over again becomes a belief. Because whatever you repeat in your mind, your brain starts to accept as a truth. You can actually convince yourself of anything. Sometimes it takes longer, and sometimes it happens quite quickly. It depends on how willing you are to accept this, and also it depends on practice. You can actually force yourself into happiness with determination by just feeding your mind with positive thoughts, with appreciation. I will come to this topic later. But the repetition, the power of the repetition of thoughts, that is very important to understand, because a depressive episode means that there is quite a momentum behind your negativity. This term momentum means a force. So if you imagine you're on a big cruise ship, and this ship has been running into a certain direction for a week, and if you walk up to the captain and say, "Can we just quickly turn left, please?" The captain will probably say no, but he will explain it also by saying, if this probably if you were the owner of the ship and it was your decision, then the captain will tell you, "Well, even if we wanted to, we could not turn left just like that." And the explanation for this is because there's a momentum behind that direction that this ship has taken for a while. So time and this force behind this heavy object makes it impossible to just turn left. So it would take a while. Sometimes, I don't know, I'm not an expert in this, but I could imagine it could take maybe a day to fully turn the direction of such a big ship. I'm not sure, but this is just my guess. So it will definitely take some time. And this is the same with your negative thoughts, with the negativity in you. You can see this like a big ship, and as it has been, you've been practicing this negativity. I mean, you didn't want this, of course, but it's just a habit. We have thought habits, thinking habits, thought patterns. And it's a comfort zone for many people, because sadly, negative thoughts, especially about ourselves, or the relationships we have with other people, situations, life, it's quite a comfort zone to stay in this negativity, just because we're very used to it. This is a sad fact or aspect of our life, but you will probably meet more people that would join you in negativity than if you would suddenly start being extremely positive. You probably would be the only person for a while. So, and this is why there is this term nowadays of toxic positivity, because most people sadly are in quite a negative state. And if someone starts practicing positivity, this can be extremely annoying because it's just not the usual habit that we practice. So only happy thoughts create happy emotions. So at the beginning, have to make a decision. If you want to be happy, then you have to start caring about your thoughts. So if you change your thoughts, you will change the way you feel over time. If you think one happy thought, you will probably not experience an immediate change in the way you feel. Think of the cruise ship. It will take some time. Sometimes people start practicing this positive thinking, and even if they practice for a longer period of time, they don't experience any change. And that is because sometimes there is a resistance in this. So this is something that people with depression often face, that it is not so easy to change the habit. And we all know how difficult it is to change any habit. Just think of some habits you have, and maybe you've tried to change some bad habits, and there's a lot of resistance. It's like a part in you that just does not want to drop that thing that has become so familiar to you to do. These habits are extremely difficult to change. The older you are, the more you have become used to a certain habit, certain thoughts, certain actions, and have to be patient if you want to change it. So changing your thoughts is one of the key aspects of CBT, and a therapist, a CBT therapist, can help you and lead you through the steps of identifying your thoughts and changing them. It's also important to understand that you probably are not aware of the negative thoughts in you. Maybe you are aware of, let's say, the surface, but mostly with depression, it has to do with how we see ourselves. And I notice this with my clients, that the negative thoughts they can identify are the ones that they think about situations or other people, for example, everything that relates to the outside world. But the thoughts we have towards ourselves, so the relationship we have with ourselves, how we treat ourselves, what we think about ourselves, how we judge ourselves, how we criticize ourselves, how we punish ourselves, all this is it can be quite hidden, especially with depressed people. They're not aware of what they're doing to themselves, so it needs an outside person to show them the treatment that they are giving themselves. And the reason for this is because someone who's depressed often went through a childhood where they were also treated in a in a negative way. So maybe there was neglect, or there was emotional unavailability in a caretaker, or something. Sometimes this can also be quite subtle, but it can have a strong impact on a child because children are sensitive. So it is quite, so if you're facing depression and you can't get out of it, it can help to talk to an expert about this, so that you can get help from someone neutral who can point these things out to you. Otherwise, it is extremely difficult to get out of this because you're not really understanding what you're doing to yourself. And changing the thoughts about yourself is learning how to create internal boundaries in yourself so that you can say, no, stop. I don't want to think about myself like this. And this needs first training and then practicing. So the second technique from CBT that I would like to present is practicing gratitude. Now, you probably also will have heard about this, and if you've even tried it, and it's a bit like the changing your thoughts. Practicing gratitude first has to be understood why this is so important. Otherwise, it can also seem banal. But it is the fastest way to feeling better. And I will explain later in detail why. But gratitude is extremely powerful, and it is especially effective for coping with depression. So, gratitude practice is the number one technique I recommend if you want to feel better quickly. So, what is gratitude? Gratitude is being thankful. And there's a special quality about thankfulness. So, if you're depressed, probably your life is not great. Usually, it's not great. So, maybe there are things going on, difficult things, things are not working out for you. You're lacking healthy relationships. You don't feel good in yourself and about yourself. But in everybody's life, there are things that you can be thankful for. And for example, you can be thankful for having food in your fridge, which you probably have. I hope you have. And that you have an apartment or flat, a place to stay, a bed to sleep in. These are things you have heard before, and I do understand that when you're feeling really bad, it is extremely difficult to practice gratitude for these little things. But if you look at the things that are not working in your life and that make you sad, depressed, then you are strengthening these aspects and you're making it bigger in your experience and more important in your experience. So, practicing gratitude will help you to shift your perspective. So I will come back to the topic of gratitude in a moment, and I would like to present the third technique that I recommend, and that is the present moment awareness. This means focusing on the present moment, on the now, and this removes inner resistance immediately, and it leads to a quick improvement of your mental health. And in order to maintain this improved state, you will need to practice being present. I will explain this more in detail in the following part. So, during the next minutes, I will go through all of these three techniques and explain every technique more in detail. So, we'll start with the first one, and that was changing your thoughts. So, as I said, changing your thoughts is essential because thoughts create emotions. So if you listened until here, this to this moment, then you probably will have accepted this. So negative thoughts create negative emotions, but most people are not aware of their negative thoughts because it feels so normal to think something negative. So the damage that negative thinking can do on a person's mental health is quite large compared to the lack of awareness around negative thought patterns. So negative thoughts are often masked as self-criticism, which is usually accepted. Being over-ambitious, this is also often accepted. People-pleasing, comparing yourself to others, feeling guilty, feeling over-responsible for other people's happiness. Negative memories. Unconscious negative beliefs, worries about the future, the list is endless. And all this is negative thinking. And I say this is a way to mask your negative thoughts because I would like to go through the list again. Self-criticism, being over-ambitious, pleasing others. Comparing yourself to others, feeling guilty, feeling over-responsible for other people's happiness, negative memories, unconscious negative beliefs, worries about the future. So if you listen to these things, you probably will think, oh, they're all not so great. But to really identify this as negativity and to say, I don't want this in my mind is difficult because these things are so normal to us. If we just think about negative memories, and you really have to make a decision that you don't want some memories in your mind anymore because they're just not helping you. And in our society, it is extremely accepted to criticize ourselves. For example, this is why it is difficult to become aware of what we're doing to ourselves. For example, if you made a mistake during your work. And so I would always recommend don't criticize yourself, take responsibility for what you've done. But you don't have to punish yourself. You can say to yourself, okay, I see I made a mistake. Next time I will try to avoid it. That's all I can do. So, in order to create more awareness regarding those negative thoughts so that you can then change them, I recommend to write them down. And don't worry, you will not have to write a lot because at the beginning, maybe because you still don't understand that they are all repetitive. Sooner or later, you will see that it's only a handful of negative thoughts that you keep repeating in variations. So, a good way to identify negative thoughts in general is to care about how you feel. So, if you feel bad, you're probably thinking something negative. So, write it down and keep it for later. Then, after you have documented this for a while, you can start questioning those thoughts. Once they are on paper, it is easier to see that they are completely wrong. You have to question each single thought, and it can help to do this with a friend or a therapist. You can also do it alone, but it's more difficult. So, here's what you need to do. For example, you maybe have identified the thought, I don't feel good enough. So question this thought. Is it true? Who says that? Who defines good enough? What do you have to do to become good enough? You probably don't even know. So there is no solution to this, and it becomes a negative dead end. The next step is to let this thought go. This means decide not to believe it anymore and be prepared for strong resistance when you do that. If you can, create a new thought. For example, maybe I am good enough, and see how that feels. The trick is to find a thought that makes you feel slightly better. Just a little bit. So you have to watch out for how you feel while you're doing this exercise. If you practice this technique, you will feel better over the time because you're changing the software in your brain. And remember, thoughts create emotions. Only happy thoughts create happy emotions. You can create happy emotions by replacing negative thoughts through more positive ones. And by doing this, you will be moving closer to a positive mindset in little steps, consistently. So now I would like to talk about the second technique, which is gratitude. So, in order to explain why gratitude is so powerful, I would like to tell you a short story. So imagine you're walking through a garden, and this garden is a magical garden. And the magic about this garden is that while you're walking through it, whatever you look at grows. So what would you look at? And you would probably say, well, if the magic of this garden is that whatever I look at grows, then I will look at the flowers. Yeah, there are flowers in this garden, beautiful flowers, but there are also ugly parts, dead plants, rubbish, dirt, and then there are the flowers, beautiful plants. So, okay, so whatever I look at grows, so I'll look at the flowers. And if I ask you why, you would say, well, because they're beautiful. And the actual answer is because that makes me happy. Flowers make me happy. So I will look at them because when they grow, it will make me more happy. And this garden is an analogy for our life. So we're walking through our life and there are nice parts and not so nice parts. And our life is like this garden. What we look at grows in our experience, so we see more of it. So if you practice gratitude, that's like looking at the flowers. And you will see more and more of it, but you have to start somewhere. When you're going through a depressive episode, then your garden is full of ugliness. But maybe there is this one little flower hidden somewhere. And if you can look at it and focus on it and be thankful for this little flower among all the dirt, then you are starting to create more of that, but it takes practice and time. So it is important to focus our awareness on the things that are good in our life. And gratitude creates exactly this energy of allowing something positive into our mind instead of resisting it. And now I would like to briefly explain the importance of attention, because in this garden, it's our attention that we're giving to something. So attention, you have to imagine, is like a torch on our head that you can shine wherever you turn your head towards. So whatever we give our attention to, that's what the torch on your head then will shine on. And attention makes things become larger, more prominent. They just appear to be more prominent in our life. So, and this is why attention given to a certain thing makes this thing be our experience. So it's strengthened in our experience of it. So gratitude is one of the best techniques for depression as it changes your brain patterns immediately. However, it's important to be open, to look at, sorry, at the beauty of the garden. Because we have a natural tendency to look at the parts that we don't like. This is actually crazy. So, if you want to practice gratitude and you are actually focusing on all the ugly parts of the garden, and there's this little flower, and you say the words, I'm thankful for this flower, but you're not really meaning it, then you're creating inner resistance. So you really have to find this. This is difficult to explain how to do it, but you do know how it feels because we've all been thankful, grateful at a certain time in our life. And it's a quality of decision that you decide to focus your attention only on this. Meditation can also help as a technique in order to practice gratitude, because in meditation you learn to focus your attention. So there is always something positive in every situation. And if you focus on it over the time, it will become bigger in your experience. And you will feel better because you're creating positive thoughts, which create positive emotions. So there is a difficulty for people suffering from depression when it comes to gratitude, as they are often deeply stuck in their negative thought patterns. And they can't help it, of course. It's a habit that they have to break. So there is a big momentum in the negative thinking that they have to change. And I mentioned this before, we all know how difficult it can be to change any habit. And with negative thinking, it's the same. So changing a negative thought pattern will feel exhausting, tiresome, and boring. Just be prepared for that. But it's like changing the direction of the ship. Just keep on going, be persistent, and then you will be able to do it. So make the decision for yourself to change this and to accept the fact that it will be difficult at the beginning. And it will become easier over time. The problem is that people with depression often cannot invest this strength at the beginning. And this is why it can help to work with a therapist. And a therapist can help you push that steering wheel until you see the first good results. So the third technique that I would like to explain more in detail is present moment awareness. Present moment awareness equals mindfulness. So you probably have heard about mindfulness, focusing on the power of the now. Mindfulness practice is highly recommended for depressive episodes. So what does this actually mean, mindfulness? Being mindful means becoming aware of the present moment, which means not thinking about the past or the future. That's actually all it is. So there are so many mindfulness seminars, books about mindfulness, present moment awareness, but it is actually simple, and in the same time it is difficult. But actually it's simple. It's just not thinking about the past or the future, and meaning also the last second or the next second. So just now. A simple way to put it is, if you're not thinking about the past or thinking, like worrying about the future, then you're not thinking at all. And that is the now, when you're not thinking. So present moment and thinking are opposites. Thinking is always focused on past or future. The present moment is the absence of thinking. Instead of thinking, you are being. So being is the opposite of thinking. Once the thinking stops, because you focus your attention on the now, your mood improves. Because only thinking creates negativity. Being creates peace. So how do you do this? How do you focus on the present moment? You can use your senses. For example, here's a practice, practical, sorry, here's a practical exercise that you can do now, and it's called the 333 method. So, name three things you can see in this moment. Name three things you can hear in this moment. And move three parts of your body. So, if you like, you can stop the recording now to practice this quietly and to see what kind of impact it has on you. So, name three things you can see, three things you can hear, move three parts of your body. You will probably feel the positive impact of this simple exercise immediately. Using the senses can quickly bring you into the present moment because you have to open your awareness for what is going on around you. So you have to open your awareness for what is going on around you. You name three things you can see, things you can hear, and then you have to focus your attention into your body. That's the third. Three. And in order to be present, it is always helpful to focus your attention in the body. So, this is how you can use your senses to come into the present moment. Try doing this exercise. It's called 333 method. Try doing this as often as you can. At the beginning, the results will not be large, but if you continue practicing, you will feel better soon, and you will understand that it's up to you to create an inner space inside of you where your negative thoughts cannot reach you. It will make you feel safe, at peace, and this will automatically make you feel happier. So, I hope that these three techniques will help you, and I hope it will help you to feel that you can change the way you feel. You can dissolve this negativity in you with determination and practice and making the decision that you want to be happy. You can do it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and maybe I will see you in one of my next episodes. So take care and bye for now.